Hello, and welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Yemei Ratzon Tefillah Challenges Focus on Ashrei, Day 2. My name is Shira Hochheimer. Yesterday we discussed how saying Ashrei 3 times a day can get us into Olam Haba. The question is still, why? What is different about Ashrei than any other tefillah? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet tells us two reasons. Ashrei is written so that each pasuk starts with a different letter of the Aleph Beis, and it also has in it the pasuk, Poseach es yadecha, which describes how Hashem provides for all creatures in the world. The Gemara questions this explanation. There are other prakim in Tehillim, other chapters that start with each letter of the Aleph Beis. Why don't we use those? There are also other chapters that describe Hashem as a sustainer of all that are even more dramatic. So why Ashrei? The reason is that there is no other single parak that has both the Aleph Beis and discusses how Hashem provides us for all. The question still remains, why do these two characteristics make it a ticket to get into Olam Haba? Let's first understand the power of the Aleph Beis that starts each line. Do you remember back to kindergarten when you wrote a Mother's Day poem? The teacher told you to think of an adjective to describe mom that started with each letter of the alphabet. Mom, you are amazing. You're beautiful. You're caring. You're driving. You're excellent. You finish things. We use the alphabet to say, Mom, you encompass every praise in the alphabet, even if I can't even say them all. The Yaris Devash explains that we are saying the same thing about Hashem. Hashem, I can't describe you enough, so take the Aleph Beis, take my Aleph Beis, and build the praises for me. There's another powerful explanation. The Aleph Beis forms words. Words are the bricks Hashem used to create the world. Words also form the Torah, which is the foundation of the spiritual world. The Maharsha says that with our Ashrei, we are proclaiming that everything spiritual in the universe, our mitzvos and our chesed and our learning, comes from Hashem. Along the same lines, the phrase Poseach es yadecha means that Hashem is the source of everything physical in the world, and He provides every animal and vegetable with everything they need. Both from a physical perspective and a spiritual perspective, Hashem is the power behind everything in our lives. Everything from A to Z, Aleph to Taf, who we are, what we can do, everything we achieve is all thanks to Him. This awareness changes us. Rather than trying to manipulate and force events, we lead lives depending on Hashem. We let go of our urge to control and push outcomes and let Hashem take care of things. In a word, living with an Ashrei mindset means living with bitachon and Hashem. Living with bitachon and Hashem is our key to Olam Haba. So how do we make this real? Here's today's challenge. As we say the letters of Ashrei, the Aleph Beis, let's remind ourselves that Hashem is in charge. Once during the day, when we need something small, a parking spot, a doctor's appointment, even to be able to concentrate in tefillah or to do a mitzvah, let's remind ourselves that if Hashem can take care of the whole physical and spiritual world, He can take care of me too. Have a wonderful day.